The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
So first of all, let's start with John. What was your first memory of a derby watching as a Liverpool fan?
Oh, dear me. When you're young, the one that really stood out for me when I was growing up was we were losing 2-0 at Anfield. And we won 3-2. 2-0, I think it was at half-time, I think. I'm not too sure. And then obviously Highway scored, Toshak scored, and Lawler scored. You know, I wasn't at the game that time, couldn't afford it. But certainly, you know, you listen on the radio, and it was with one of my mates who was never Tony at the time, so that was quite nice.
The one that stands out in your mind, though, was
that's the one early one. And you know, yeah. Then obviously you watch it on Match of the Day, and you've seen the atmosphere was magnificent. The cop, you know, in its at its peak. Yeah,
Graham, had you ever seen a Merseyside derby before you came down here to play for Everton?
Yeah, I'd seen it on the highlights, obviously up in Scotland, and you know, the Match of the Day, and you got the highlights. The one that springs to mind for me actually watching was the Andy King one. You know, when Andy King scored at Goodison, you know, a volley, and then the funny thing was getting escorted off the pitch. You know, once he was trying to do an interview and the policeman came on and lifted him. But no, that was, so, listen, I was aware of, you know, Derby, obviously the rivalry up in Scotland, Rangers and Celtic, it was, I was well aware of that. And I knew there was an intense rivalry between Liverpool and Everton. But when you come down, it's different. You know, you just think it's okay watching it on television, but then actually featuring for the first time, it's like, wow. I thought nothing will touch Rangers Celtic. And then I remember playing in my first one and the build up to it, and then actually walking out at Goodison and the noise that just hit you when you came out, and you thought, wow, this is something special. And for the first 5-10 minutes, couldn't hear anything, your teammates shouting or anything else. You know, we lost it 3-1. Liverpool beat us 3-1 at Goodison. I managed to score, but certainly the first impressions were very, very good. Very good.
Completely different than anything you'd experienced at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. In terms of like what I was had been used to in the English league, I'd just broken through. Obviously played against Liverpool reserve games, which are intense as well. Some good players in Liverpool reserve team as well. So it was intense, but nothing like the first team when it's a full house and you know, the rivalry is so intense. It was something else. It was really, really enjoyable.
What was it like for you, John, in 87, when you're obviously in the Liverpool team and playing for Liverpool as a player, to experience that at Anfield for the first time?
Yeah, it was... It's being a local lad, your heart seems to rule your head a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I was a centre-forward like Sharpie, you know. It was like a red-hot potato, the ball. You know, so anyone get hold of the ball, it clattered, bang. The way it was the game in them days, you know, ball was... You know, We got on the ball on the floor, obviously, as much as you can, but sometimes in the derby, you know, because you're under pressure, the balls were coming, getting cleared. So, you know, there's ratters at the back, you know, and I think Derek was there then. So it mattered. And Waggy, obviously.
Yeah.
And and it was just a hell of a battle. Just a real... Paul come up to you, I know they're going to have a bit of me. Sharpie likewise, you know what I mean? Yeah. Always had a bit of you at the centre-house. But it was, you know, I was really excited. And when I come out, the atmosphere, dear me, you know. And the one that stood out was the 2-0 game. The league, when Steve Mac scored the first.
Yeah.
Beasley scored the second. And I had a really good goal chalked off. I think the linesman was sleeping. He gave offside.
It was
never offside. I've seen it since, and it was never offside.
What would VAR have given that?
But it was a great atmosphere. Obviously, in them days, Everton had nearly all the Anfield Road as well, which is the way it should be. You know?
Yeah, yeah. So it was a different atmosphere than you get now in some ways, I guess, in terms of the allocation. If you both had to pick one moment, I guess I'll know what you're going to say from your own personal derby careers. You're talking 84 for yourself and 89 for you.
Yeah, I think so for me anyway. If you'd ask Evertonians about, you know, the game and the goals. I talked about the Andy King goal. You know, I was fortunate enough at the time we were challenging Liverpool, who had been on top for a long, long time. It was the first time we'd won over there in 11 years, 12, somebody might correct me, certainly that time. And it was important that we went over and won the game, or put a show on kind of thing. And we managed to do that. We won the game and I scored a goal that people always remember. But most important thing, yeah, we beat Liverpool, but the most important thing, it gave us a team the belief that we could go and challenge Liverpool at the top, which we did for two or three years. But what that meant, that goal, great to score it, don't get me wrong, but for the team it was more important. It gave us the belief to go on and kick on and go on and win the league that day. But certainly games in those days were far more physical. It was a physical game. It's different now, totally different now.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know if fans seated makes a difference as well. You think in those days they were outstanding. Certainly the rivalry is still the same. The fans have still got the rivalry. It's not a problem there. But certainly the game on the pitch has changed. Mm. I don't think you'd, I think nowadays if they played, it may well end up as five-a-side.
Yeah. And 89, obviously, for you scoring against Everton in a cup final.
Yeah.
Given the context of what had happened before that as well with Hillsborough, that must have been special for you.
Yeah, it was. It was for me, actually, the semi-finals was bigger.
Yeah.
Because that was the one we had to win, you know, for obvious reasons, you know, and getting two goals that day. You know, it was really special for myself. You know, it's quite strange because it was my first kick of the game in Wembley after 4 minutes. You know, the move was a really good move, you know, quite cutting. And the finish was well, it's got to be a good finish if it go past Neville because he's so good.
Absolutely.
And then to win it, you know, it was a pretty boring final, to be quite honest. You know, I mean, it's too much at stake maybe until extra time when it all kicked off.
Mm.
But it's, from my point of view, obviously, it's a strange one because at the time, like, the way he's thinking there, rivalry sort of went out the window for that game.
Yeah.
You know, on the pitch, we want to win it, Everton want to win it. Off the pitch, the fans wanted to win it, Liverpool and Everton wanted to win it. But it wasn't like a normal one. Because it was all about Liverpool as a city, Merseyside as a whole.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a very unique game. You know, the fans were, both sets of fans that day, I always remember, they used to do it ridiculously good.
Yeah.
Ridiculously good, yeah.
Graham, you played, I think, in 5 Wembley games, Liverpool, Everton, when I looked up. Yeah. Charity Shields, League Cup final.
Yeah.
Could you sense the 89 one was different compared to the others?
Yeah, well, massively. Mm. You know, just about everything that surrounded it. It was difficult, you know, and obviously the Liverpool players closer to it, but we were affected as well, you know, and as John said there, it affected the whole city. So I think it was like going down there in a cup final, you go down there and expectations and everybody's going to enjoy themselves. It was just a different edge to it, you know, where it wasn't that. Listen, they still travelled in the thousands, which you'd expect them to anyway, but there was a little, it's a difficult one to say.
Mm.
There was like a lull. It was just like stopped in time, you know, in the game. It was an FA Cup final, but it wasn't really.
Maybe the excitement really should be exciting.
Yeah.
But after what the city went through.
Yeah.
Sharpie's right, there was just something, I can't put my name on, we can't put the word on it, sorry. Mm. And it was, you know, but we had to get on with it. We had to try and win. Everyone had to win it for the Everton fans. We had to win it for obvious reasons and the fans. So,
And of course, 2 years later, you played in the game, the 4-all, the Goodison, shortly before Kenny went, and you scored a couple. What was that night like?
Oh, that was incredible. That was probably the second best night at Goodison. We played in the Cup Winners' Cup against Bayern Munich.
Mm-hmm.
We'd say it was the best, but that was close. That was an unbelievable game. Liverpool's goals that night were all like spectacular goals. Remember Barnes and Peter Beardsley bending ones in. Ours were scrappy goals, to say the least. But it was end-to-end, and I remember at the end, as the final whistle went, walking off, I think it was Gary Ablett, God rest his soul, walked off with it and thought, said to me, wow, what was that we were just involved in? What a game that was. You know, and I said, it was blood and thunder, and it was end to end, it had everything. And as I said, Liverpool were probably more pleasing on the eye and their goals were better, but it was a typical Merseyside derby where no side was out of it. It was like to and fro, physical again. But that was a stunning night as well. Obviously, afterwards, waking up in the morning and realising Kenny's resigned, which nobody really could see.
Nope.
You know, even on the bench that night, you know, we come in. And I think when the news broke, obviously it's not like it was like it is now, but when the news eventually filtered through to us that he'd resigned, we were as shocked as anybody else. Because it showed you no signs on that night that was in his thinking. Shows you how professional he was, but certainly it was a fantastic game to be involved in. And then obviously going over and We won the replay, did we? Yeah, 1-0.
Waggy scored, yeah.
Yeah. So but, the 4-4 was an incredible night. Mm-hmm. Brilliant game.
This is The Kickoff.
With Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
You both mentioned derbies have changed over the years for whatever reason. So what can the new boys expect this weekend if you're Alisson or Richarlison for your first derby?
It's not like it's not as what it was under Turnstiles, you know, and the that was still good. Mm-hmm. It's right up there with the best of the season, but not like it used to be. Mm-hmm. It's proper fervent atmosphere. All the deceit and the way football is now takes away a little bit, but the fans will be up for it. Yeah. You know, both sets of fans, they always do. Again, not too many local lads on the park, which, you know, it is different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you got Steve Gerrard and Carey from Liverpool, and Everton's had their share of local lads, and, you know, they tell the lads what it's all about. But I think it'll be a little bit about it. It's nowhere near what derbies used to be.
Yeah. It's like the foreign players will come in and will know it's a derby, but won't feel it terms of win or lose. I remember coming up to when we played, everybody was talking to you. You had fans come, and we're the players in our day were closer to the fans, I would say, in terms of when you went out and met them, and you met them in the pub or whatever, week before, and you felt the build up, and you've got to win that game. If you don't win that game, we're not going into work in the morning, and all this kind of thing.
Mm.
Now, and that affected us because, like, mostly British lads, and you're thinking, wow, we knew what it was all about. But now,
added pressure, didn't it?
Yeah, but now the foreigners, they know it's a big game, but will it affect them, win or lose?
Maybe not.
Yeah, they'll be disappointed, but not to the extent where, it was a nightmare. It was a case of you lose, you don't go out at night, you don't do that, you don't. I don't think that will happen. You know, I've seen it many, many occasions over the years that, you know, having been beaten, and the lads are out enjoying themselves. That's something that would never have happened in our time. You know, never.
What about for the two young lads who could play, Trent Alexander-Arnold and Tom Davies? I mean, obviously, two local guys. It's kind of strange that the two Scouse lads who could be involved are two of the youngest players at respective clubs. Mm. Will they still feel it like you might have done back in the 80s?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They know they've grew up with it.
Yeah.
So they know, and then they talk to their mates and their family. Yeah. You know, Trent's probably got some Evertonians in his family as well. A bit of banter, you know, but so you know what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, you do want, like, I want to go, you want to do it for yourself, obviously, and the team, but, you know, I think you want to do it for the fans more so than that.
Yeah.
Because, like Sharpie said, and we all know, you know, you get ripped the next day in work or school. I used to be terrified. No, Liverpool got beat. I used to wake up in the mornings when I was like in primary school, thinking I was Catrick and Shankly, and thinking, you know, you got the butterflies in your stomach, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, if we get beat, school's going to be a nightmare on Monday. Yeah. It wasn't about the game. It was about going to school on a Monday.
Yeah,
it was horrible. I swear to God, it was horrible.
Yeah. But that's what makes the derby, doesn't it?
Of course, absolutely. It is.
It's like a football-loving city. You know, big cities have the rivalries kind of thing, and there's arguments about which derby's better, you know, blah, 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 and this one's better than that one. Listen, this one's special. It doesn't matter what people say, this is one special, especially to the supporters of Everton and Liverpool. As I would say, coming from Glasgow, that Rangers and Celtic is different for different reasons. But I've certainly been involved in this one and watching other ones, London, Manchester. No, I still think this takes some beating.
It's been a while since Everton have won at Anfield, as everybody knows. Can a football club have a mental block about a certain stadium, even if the manager and players have changed during that time?
I would like to say no, and I think that's been, you know, they've been pointed the finger at Everton teams over the last year and saying it's a mental thing, they should do that. I'm not sure. I think as players, you've got to go over that. You've just got to go over that white line and give it a right good go. Mm-hmm. I certainly think this team shouldn't have a mental block. I think this is a brand new team with a brand new approach, with a brand new manager. I think this manager will go there a little bit more adventurous without going gung-ho, but I think he's got a team now that can't hit in the break. They've got a little bit of pace. I think over the last few years anyway, they've gone there with the mindset of, we'll just sit behind the ball and try and frustrate Liverpool and get a point or nick a penalty or whatever it might have been. But I think the mindset of this team, a set of players and managers is different. So I think we might see a different game. Mental block, I would hate to think so. Mm-hmm. I'd like to think, and that's maybe just coming from our era, you know. I think in saying that, I'll be honest with you, all the way back, we did have an inferiority complex where we thought amongst ourselves that you know, I don't think we're going to get anything there. They've got Dalglish and Souness and Rushy and John and all that kind of thing and Barnsley. We're thinking they were better than us. But one result changes that. Yeah. You know, one result will change your mentality. And I think the Everton's run of results up to this now has changed their mentality. So hopefully from an Evertonian point of view, from a positive side.
By the same token for Liverpool, Klopp's not lost to Derby, and I don't think any of the current players have been on the losing side in one of these games. Does that mean Liverpool should be more confident going into it?
No. Not overly confident. You've always got to be confident. You know, you go into the game to win the game, you know, first and foremost, which Liverpool will do, to go out to win the game. They know what the stats are.
Yeah.
Stats are for the past. It's different now. You know, you can always, records are there to be broken and like stats are there to be broken with Everton. You know, sod's law, call it what you want. You know, it can happen if you take your eye off the ball. Mm-hmm. Everton are, you know, stronger now. Now they've had a good run of games, as Sharpie says. And you've got to be wary about them. You just go about it the same way. Forget what you're playing, you know, the next week or you know, take the next game as it comes. Everton's huge, and they know that. They know that. So, whereas I'm not overly concerned about Everton because it's all about, well, if Liverpool play to the way they can do in the front three, get the service, what they need, then with this Everton, City, United, we'll win.
Yeah.
That's the way it is, you know. Everton's got to nullify that threat. Mm-hmm. We've got to, you know, get out of this third gear, what we're in at the moment. We're due to play really well somewhere along the way.
Mm.
You know, as good as where we are at the table, and we've lost a few cup games, we're due. I'm just hoping it is sad because we'll have to play well to beat Everton.
Yeah.
It'd be a tough game.
If you could both have one player from the opposition team in your team, who would it be and why?
I think Everton at the moment are struggling a little bit to find a centre forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we go back to our old day, and I think it's a hard job now as a main striker. Who would I have from Liverpool?
there isn't really an out and out centre forward.
You can't have the 11, mate.
No, I'm just thinking of where I'm looking at us and thinking where we're weak.
It's a tough question.
Yeah, where we're weak, and I think we've been quite strong recently. And it might be doing somebody a disservice. But listen, if you look at Liverpool, you're looking at the front three.
Yeah.
And you look at Firmino came back in a little bit of form at Watford. And scored, and you're thinking, yeah, he's a good player. Everybody's been raving at him last year. But as John said there before, they haven't really fired on all cylinders, the front three. But I still think when you look at them, I think they'd be one of the ones you'd take without naming one.
And John, is the one you take from Everton?
No. You're looking at Everton. You just look in the way we from our midfield perspective. You know, we are lacking a little bit of creativity. Joining the front three up at the moment, Shaqiri's doing a good job at that. You're looking at Everton, who could fit within our structure. It's Sigurdsson probably, in that area, you know, ahead of the midfield two, going onto the front as a link. So you know, if you had to pick one, it'd be him.
And final question, as is tradition, what's your prediction for the Merseyside derby?
4-0 Everton. No, it could be anything. It could be loads of goals. And I think you're looking at, you know, I think it'll be quite tight. And I think if Everton came away with a draw, they would be happy with that. You know, I think, but not, they won't set out for a draw, but I could see possibly 2-2.
Yeah.
Again, it's the way Everton approach it. You know, put it this way, it'll be a lot more enjoyable than the game last year because the way Everton, you know, Sam Allardyce, you know, went about it. I think it'll be a better game. I think it will be tight, but I'll go for us to pinch it 2-1.
Rock, sport and talk.
This is The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.